Randy Wong is a product of a musical family and who got his start with the Hawaii Youth Symphony. He's now the president of HYS, which offers the Pacific Music Institute, a summer camp that is aimed at nurturing the next generation of orchestra musicians. Take a listen to our Young Musicians in Action. Impressive. That was a clip from the 2019 spring concert. Randy Wong was in our studios recently to talk about the value of the arts and music in our community.
I was really fortunate to have parents that were very much into music growing up. My father's a Kiho'olu slacky guitarist, studied with Auntie Alice Nanamakelua, and my mom was a pianist and a harpist. And so they signed me up for music lessons at an early age. And, you know, through my school music program at Hanaoli, my orchestra director, Karen Bechtel, said, you know, you should join the Youth Symphony. And so in third grade, I started out in one of those Youth Symphony, string orchestra classes. And I just fell in love with it. It was so great to meet kids from all over and, become a better musician.
So what was your instrument? Violin?
I'm a bass player.
A bass player.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, I went through the Youth Symphony about 10 years, all the way through high school. Really enjoyed it, made it to the top orchestra, Youth Symphony 1, and found that I wanted to go into music. So I went into a conservatory, New England Conservatory in Boston, and got a degree in performance, and then, you know, was very fascinated by kind of like the enterprise of learning through music. So I got a degree in arts education from Harvard University, and eventually was able to make my way back here to Hawaii. And, I love being able to work with the Hawaii Youth Symphony and, you know, find opportunities for kids, you know, like myself, so that they can have an opportunity to, you know, learn, perform, and grow.
I was wondering if take kids who've had maybe years of outside instruction, or do you just get folks who are, hey, that instrument looks interesting.
Well, you know, both. I mean, that's the great thing about what I love that we do at HYS is that we have an aspiration to make music a right, not a privilege. And that really means to close the opportunity gap. There are kids who are very fortunate to have music in their lives or have parents who understand the value. And then you have hundreds and thousands of kids throughout the state who don't have that opportunity, either because their schools do not have music programs or, you know, maybe their parents didn't have the opportunity to participate as children themselves. And so what we do at HYS is, you know, find ways so that every child can have that opportunity. So whether they're, complete beginners with no prior experience and no instrument, you know, they can start with us through our Academy String Program or through our Music in the Clubhouse partnership with the Boys and Girls Club. Or if they're more advanced, if they do have, you know, music in their lives or maybe they're taking private lessons or they're doing something in their school, we have tons of programs for those kids as well.
So the main thing is just to be able to get an instrument in their hand, whether it's a flute or...
Yes, I mean, to get an instrument in their hands, but also to have them have guided instruction through, you know, really experienced music educators.
Are we doing enough to nurture our young musicians, do you think?
You know, we're doing as much as we can, but we're never doing enough because there's always going to be an outsized opportunity that we will always have to catch up to. You know, I mean, on the neighbor islands particularly, you have islands where there are no general music programs in elementary schools. You know, so for example, like we've begun working at an after-school violin program at Kaunaka Kai Elementary on Molokai, but of four elementary schools in Molokai, none of them have general music programs.
Oh.
So, you know, until we're able to meet that demand, it's going to be really difficult for us to say that we're doing enough. The Pacific Music Institute, it's our summer program. It's run for 32 years now. What we're trying to do with the Pacific Music Institute is just to provide an opportunity for kids to really better themselves through, you know, intensive musical training. So we have over 200 students that are here on Oahu from across the state and actually from beyond. We have kids from as far away as Japan and as exotic as Kentucky. And they're here, they're studying in instrumental workshops, they're playing in string quartets and jazz combos and symphony orchestras. They're going to master classes and seminars about what it's like to, you know, have a life in music. And they're performing all throughout the week. So that's, you know, it's really a celebration of, you know, what can kids do when they really invest themselves, you know, in a passion like music.
And so what was it like then when you were going to school in Boston? And, you know, I'm sure missing Hawaii and island life, but then you had this wonderful experience.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Boston, I think like Hawaii is very richly cultural. There's definitely a strong emphasis on music. You know, here it's great that we have, you know, such a great Kanikapila culture, but you also have, you know, great orchestras like the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. And then in Boston, you have just a real tapestry of all kinds of musical ensembles, you know, from, you know, Baroque ensembles to, you know, symphony orchestras and, you know, everything in between. And so as a Hawaii student in Boston, it was like, you know, being a sponge, right? You just have such an opportunity to meet and hear and learn from, you know, really, really phenomenal artists, you know, of any genre. And I loved it.
Can you share, I don't know, a story of something that maybe struck you coming from Hawaii that maybe you were experienced to that you wouldn't have normally, you know, had
Sure.
here in the islands?
You know, one thing that I really enjoyed was Tanglewood, which is the summer home of the Boston Symphony. It's out in the Berkshires, western Massachusetts, about 2.5 hours outside of Boston. And it's the summer home, as I said, of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. So the entire orchestra goes out there and for 8 weeks perform concerts, outdoor concerts, recitals, chamber music, etc. But they have this campus where they bring in high school and college students to be mentored by the Boston Symphony. And so as a child, I was really, really taken by that, because to be up close and personal with world-class musicians in the Boston Symphony, it's life-changing. These musicians are, you know, they're like the, you know, like Olympic athletes. I mean, they're
rock stars.
Yeah, and some of them are. Some of them actually are Olympic athletes. There was a horn player, Charles Kavlovsky, who was both an Olympic medalist and a, you know, principal horn of the Boston Symphony. But anyway, it's just, you know, it's so great to be up and close and learning from them, and so it's a life changing experience. I met a lot of friends, even my wife, through that program. And I think for Hawaii Youth Symphony, because we're, you know, trying to develop the Pacific Music Institute as this, you know, world-class summer festival, you know, having a model like Tanglewood is like, you know, it's so wonderful.
Right, because you can connect with mentors, you know, and really get the skinny on what it's like to mm-hmm. be a professional musician.
Right, it's, you know, you really get to kind of hack all the different ways that, you know, you have to, you know, to win an audition or to, you know, be the best artist you can be.
So tell us about the Institute and how competitive it is and how many spaces you have for kids in
well,
the summer.
Yeah, so the Institute is actually, interestingly, it's not competitive. We accept every child who applies. It goes along with our vision to make music a right, not a privilege. And so we just wanted to make sure that any child, especially local kids who have that opportunity, can do so. And so we have, this year, I think we have about 21 different programs that kids can flow through so that it's truly individualized. And they're going to be performing 12 concerts in a span of 14 days.
Okay, so yeah. It's like step up, folks.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We have this great partnership with the National Orchestral Institute Plus Festival. They're an organization based in College Park, Maryland. And they're a summer festival for college kids, very similar to Tanglewood. And so we have a great relationship with them. They've made it possible for us to bring some of their faculty to our Pacific Music Institute to expand and grow upon the already amazing professional teachers and musicians we have from Hawaii Symphony, from Royal Hawaiian Band, from the DOE. And so we have all these people that are descended here to help local kids become their very best.
That's great, because I know recently we did a story about the a cappella academy.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of thing, where the kids get exposed to just really like high talent. It's like, whoa.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we think that any child can achieve through music, and, you know, I mean, as you progress through the program, the more passion that you build, whether or not you actually become a musician, that's a great way to develop those interests. The 14th is our finale concert. It's the we're gonna have the Student Symphony Orchestra performing with them. Adrian King, he's the one of the young winners of Lisa Nakamichi's Aloha International Piano Festival, and so he'll be playing the third movement of one of Prokofiev's piano concertos. And then we also have, and this is very, very exciting, a festival orchestra comprised of the faculty from the National Orchestral Institute and of our local musicians. So it's a fully professional orchestra that's performing under the auspices of the Pacific Music Institute. And we're so excited, and we really hope to see a lot of Hawaii Public Radio listeners out there.
You've been hearing from HYS President Randy Wong, who tells us the Pacific Music Institute Summer Festival this year brought together more than 200 young musicians. Again, that showcase concert is at the Blaisdell this Sunday at 4 p.m.